The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Yes, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. This is James Kelso. I'm not exactly in the woods, but I'm pretty far out there in North Dakota and the least visited state in America. Long may it wave. And here on, we've reached the final month of this year, December 1st, 2022. My, how the time flies. And we're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, here in the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And the show's namesake has never a single day failed to deliver on his phenomenal nature. He has been a phenomenon every day. This is the easiest show to do in the world because Donald Trump is the most juicy, fun-filled, fact-filled, pertinent person on earth. And, you know, covering what he does, you could do 6 hours a day of radio and you'd still have stuff you didn't cover for Donald Trump in the previous 24 hours. So this is like falling out of bed covering Donald Trump. And, of course, you folks out there, you're a great audience. So you make it even easier. If you want to assist with your phone calls, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And those of you know, there are some real favored regulars on this show. And to all of you, like Wayne in Texas and John in Missouri and James in Vancouver, the rest of you that are seen in such a favorable light by your host, don't be shy. Don't think, well, I don't want to hog the air. Yes, please hog the air. Please get me off the air and bring some of your insights to the show. You're always welcome. So let's launch in here tonight. Where to begin? Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing here for the last half hour. I've been searching for the dinner that I can't find it anywhere right now. But as of a few days ago, there had been an announcement that on December 1st, tonight, there would be a black tie dinner at Mar-a-Lago. And that tickets were pricey. And I'm just going under the assumption that this dinner must be going on as we speak. And boy, would I like, I don't think a camera is in there. I'm not finding anything. Now, if any of you out there in this supremely informed audience, if any of you are finding online any coverage of the Mar-a-Lago black tie dinner, call up the engineer. You don't have to go on the air. You can just call up Mike, our engineer, at 512-248-8252. And he'll get the link to me so we can also listen in to the Trump black tie dinner. You know, I've never been to a black tie, I don't think. Have I ever been to a black tie dinner? No, I don't think I have. But there's always a first time. So But that's going on tonight. And let's see, some of the other things that we can report on. Now, something that might indicate, I don't know, the president has been posting here in the last few minutes. He posted a post at truthsocial.com 23 minutes ago entitled, "What the Midterms Say About Trump and Republicans in Washington." And I have not yet read this post, so I'll be sharing it with you. I'll read it. You know, this is something else, why it's so easy to cover Trump. I can take anything that Trump has just said, recorded, videoed, written, quoted. I can take anything from Donald Trump as the source, and I can go just cold turkey. I can read it online. And be reading it or listening to it for the first time myself, and I know it's guaranteed that we're going to have a winner. It's going to be a great article. It's going to be a great speech. If I'm in any speech he's given, I can drop the bouncing ball, the cursor, I can drop it into the timeline of that speech anywhere, and I've got a guaranteed winner. About how many people can you say such a thing? How many people are guaranteed to be funny, interesting, provocative, brilliant at any point in anything they say or write? Well, I only know one such person, DJT, Donald John Trump. All right, so here he is. And he's tweeting away. He's got another tweet, 25 minutes ago. Now, the first one, the last one he put up is from a source called gestetner.substack.com. This is a new source to me, gestetner.substack. I used to operate, I think, was it called the Gestetner mimeograph machine? That ringing a bell, the Gestetner. It must be a German invention. The old, you know, to reproduce things, we had to use a mimeograph machine, and there was a printing machine that used, oh my gosh, the things we went through to reproduce documents in yesteryear. All right, and then he's got the next one, which he put up 25 minutes ago, now 26, Donald Trump 2022. Forged in a crucible of white hot fire. It's going to be good. And the source there is AmericanThinker.com. And let's go to that right now. Let me just, that's so white hot. I want to go to it right now and read it. Let's see. I can't stand the mystery. This is by somebody named Vince Coiner, and he writes this. Now, the president is posting it, which makes it important. I first started writing a blog in 2009 after Barack Obama's election. My first post, America's Original Sin, addressed the then nascent movement to disparage and denigrate America because the founding fathers didn't have the foresight in 1787 to write a constitution that would dovetail with the mores of 21st century snowflakes. I already know I'm going to enjoy this essay. This guy can write. That's such a great sentence. He got all of that into one sentence. The title of my blog, and this guy, Vince Coiner, C-O-Y-N-E-R, I'll tell you, our movement has produced some really brilliant people. Or you could say it's attracted some really brilliant people. The title of my blog, Imperfect America, is followed by a quote attributed to the French philosopher Voltaire. Quote, "Perfect is the enemy of the good," unquote. Our nation is a billboard-sized testament to that adage. Rarely have we seen perfect, but we frequently see good. And that's the problem with leftists. They want to sacrifice good for the fiction of perfection. Oh, this guy can write. He's a poet. While today it's all the rage to dwell on America's failures, it's far less celebrated to talk about her triumphs. Well, there's a tough one for the guy with a lisp. Triumphs. Oh, ouch. Although the left has been demonizing America since the 60s, it was after Bush won in 2000 that this tactic started to stick. The cancer of hate really took off once Obama became president, on college campuses, in elementary schools, on nightly newscasts, and in papers across the country. We were incessantly told that America was racist, sexist, homophobic, and destroying the environment. Oh, it was into this miasma. Oh, this guy's vocabulary is wonderful. Into this miasma that Donald, it was into this miasma that Donald Trump marched when he announced he was running for president. He saw the leftist cancer destroying the very foundations of freedom, opportunity, and prosperity while undermining America's core civilization and setting the country up for a devastating collapse. And he willingly stepped into the breach to stop it. The problem, however, now I'm reading this for the first time myself. I'm loving this. It's part of the fun of this show. It's just, it's hot off the griddle, folks. The problem, however, was that rather than running as a Democrat, where all solutions come from an omnipotent central government, he was running as a Republican who sought to reduce government control and return power to Americans. That was a bridge too far. From the second he announced, Trump found himself enduring a withering barrage of vitriol and venom unseen in American politics. The abuse came from Democrats, the media, social media, and academia, as well as, yes, the GOP establishment. What Trump endured was relentless, yet somehow he won. This guy's brilliant. Let me go back and remember his name again. We want to read more from this guy in the future. Vince Coiner. Vince Coiner. I wonder if he's got a bio. I'm just going to click on his, see if there's a link for his name. We'll come back to that later. By the way, that's what characterizes, you know, you folks out there in the right, and you are right. One of the things that characterizes you, differentiates you from the leftist creeps, is you're so much more interesting. You're so much smarter. Your command of the language is so much more beautiful. You're more beautiful. Oh, left-wing women. Oh, ow, e. So the and picking up where I left off, got distracted by the women there. That was a bridge too far. Yet somehow he won. Full disclosure, this is the writer, Vince Coiner, writing this. Full disclosure, I initially had concerns about Trump and wrote about them often, with one post titled, "Sure, Donald Trump may shiv us, but the country can't survive Hillary Clinton's thugs." In the wee hours of November 9th, 2016, it became clear that Trump would become the next president of the United States. It also became clear the Democrats were not going to take it lying down. The Russia collusion hoax started a drumbeat that would bedevil the president for the next 4 years, even after it was shown to be a Clinton-crafted fiction. The mainstream media parroted. Indeed, the New York Times and the Washington Post would win Pulitzer Prizes for their, quote, reporting, unquote, on the fake story. And no, not because they exposed the lie, but instead because of their vociferous and eloquent participation in it. During his presidency, Donald Trump endured extraordinary abuse and treachery. And folks, has that changed? It's going on this week. Abuse, treachery. Look at Kanye West. What a rat. The treachery, the abuse. Milo Yiannopoulos. Look at that setup. Deal to try to hurt Trump. It's amazing. People who try to hurt Trump, they can't stand. They have Trump derangement syndrome. He endured extraordinary abuse and treachery, driven by the media and the Democrat Party. The irony of the media's hatred for Trump was that channels like CNN and MSNBC virtually owed their rescue from irrelevance to the Trump presidency, while newspapers slowed their decades-long declines with pages of anti-Trump rhetoric. As bad as the media abuse was, it was nothing compared to the treachery of the apparatchiks in the government. When Trump tried to build his promised wall, he was blocked at every step. His efforts to make Bureau of Land Management employees live closer to the lands they regulated were pilloried for making the agency less diverse. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, oh God, do you remember that creep? Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the NSC's Ukraine expert, launched an impeachment when he lied about Trump trying to coerce Ukraine into investigating the Bidens. And if all that wasn't bad enough during the COVID, quote, pandemic, unquote, possibly the most economically destructive self-inflicted wound in human history, the two government-employed doctors Trump looked to for guidance lied to Trump and the country. Finally, and who are those two? I think he's referring to the hideous Debbie Birx and the even more hideous Anthony Fauci. Finally, in perhaps the greatest treachery of all, we learned that members of America's law enforcement and intelligence agencies were actively working to undermine Trump in the election. Worse, this orgy of Trump-directed destruction wasn't just in Washington. The 2020 riots cost billions of dollars in damage and brought chaos and bloodshed to cities across the country, all the while being spurred and supported by Democrats single-mindedly focused on defeating Donald Trump. These attacks were relentless every single hour of every single day and came from inside and outside of the government. Yet somehow Trump managed to run the government well and campaigned like the Energizer Bunny. In the end, it took a literal coup d'etat to oust him from office. Vince Coiner, I've got to remember this name. Not many that can write this well and think this clearly. And now he's back. And the mainstream media, Democrats, the GOP establishment, bloggers, and erstwhile fans all insist that we're supposed to abandon him. I like that, erstwhile fans. We're supposed to abandon him. Now, I can sense where Coiner's going here. His theme is building here. Aside from the fact that the Democrats will demonize as a Nazi, racist, homophobe, anyone who carries the GOP flag, the reality is that Donald Trump is a fighter for America, unlike any president we've ever had. Jeez. No one has ever had to endure the level of vitriol or withstand the relentless phalanx of persecution from every corner as Trump has. Here's the thing. He didn't need to. Trump was a billionaire already. Trump was already feted by politicians and media around the world. He already had a beautiful family, spectacular homes, and his own plane. No politicians in American history had more to lose when they decided to fight for the American people than Trump did. Usually the politicians go to Washington as middle class and leave millionaires. Trump, however, had literally billions of dollars to lose, but he took on the swamp anyway. Now, after enduring 7 years of abuse for his defense of American freedom, prosperity, farmers, truckers, and little guys of all shapes and sizes, he's once again stepping up to do battle. You may not like I'll leave it right there. We're coming right back to that right after this break. I can't wait to see where this guy's going. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls are just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
All right, I'm going to jump right back into this. Brilliant article. We're actually pretty much on the last page of Vince Coyner's beautiful, beautiful appraisal of Donald John Trump. More eloquent than I could be myself. Let's find him. Let's find him. Here he is. Okay. You may not like Donald Trump, and there's much to not like. He's arrogant, he's petty, he's defensive, and he can be cruel. Those attributes can just as much be applied to Barack Obama. That's the only paragraph I'm gonna quibble with. I don't agree with any of those statements by Vince Coyner. I don't think he's arrogant, not at all. He's not petty, certainly. Defensive, what does that mean? If I meet somebody who's not defensive, I don't want to be with them. Someone who won't defend himself. What's that famous thing? Get up, damn it, defend yourself. I don't want to be with a guy lying on the ground. And he can't be cruel. No, he's not. Not at all. In fact, everybody, I think this is a hole in Vince Coiner's research. If you read books by people who've known Trump, including his three wives, people intimate to his life, there is unanimity that he is extremely kind, extremely generous. And like one of his faults, if we have to do a paragraph of Donald Trump's faults, it is that no good deed goes unpunished. He is generous to a fault. He is this latest thing that the left wants to blow into a, you know, make a tempest in a teapot. He had dinner with a guy, Kanye West. Okay, it turns out Kanye West is a lunatic. He's unbalanced. But Donald Trump is, you know, he gives people the benefit of the doubt. And he, you know, he'll pay the price for that over and over again because he's not suspicious and paranoid and, you know. Okay, yeah. You want to talk to me? All right, I'll talk. And so now that's the only paragraph I'm going to quibble with. Then back to Vince Coiner. Unlike Obama, however, Trump doesn't try and pretend he's something he's not. There's the first grammatical error by Vince Coiner. It should be Trump doesn't try to pretend he's something he's not. He's a crude, brash New Yorker who speaks his mind and gets things done. That's more accurate there. And he's not crude. Brash, that's a good word for him, brash. He knows how to fix things and wants to fix America with strong borders, energy independence, limited government, a robust economy, and individual liberty. All of the things the swamp fought him on and the very things Joe Biden has undermined. Donald Trump circa 2022 is still imperfect, but he's been forged in a crucible of white hot fire and has emerged even more focused than before on making America great. So yes, while there may be brilliant lights on the horizon, I think I'll take a pass and stick with the guy who got out of his Bentley and ran through a gauntlet of machine gun fire into the burning mess of Democrat America in order to save the eagle stuck inside. Trump may tell off-color jokes and may not always be the best judge of character. What's wrong with off-color jokes? And may not always be the best judge of character, but, and he is, he's a great judge of character, as I said, generous to a fault. But he can take the heat, and his North Star has always been prosperity and security for the American people. Given the literal evil the Democrats are seeking to impose on America, I'll happily follow him into the fire. That's me. Hear. I'm raising my hand for that mission. I'll follow him into the fire. And that's really what's needed now. And everything just said about Trump here so eloquently by Vince Coiner cannot be said of anyone else in America. Name any of these people that the neocons, the Never Trumpers, the none of these people match this description. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Who's singing? This is the precursor to Buffalo to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's one of the three, Crosby, Stills, or Nash. Crosby? But that's Buffalo Springfield. Before they became Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We got James in Vancouver on the line here. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I just called in to give you my take on the Yay West situation and other things. It deals with Donald Trump.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Well, what you had there is the meeting of the minds. You had the very, very, very popular leader who is running in 2024 having a Thanksgiving dinner with Ye West, who can bring all of the black vote for males who identify with him and females of the blue cities of the United States. He can bring that vote to Donald. And you had Fuentes, represents the young, coming up right-wing population, and he can bring the vote to Donald as well, you see.
And then where do you put Milo Yiannopoulos in that?
Well, who cares, really? I mean, the gay vote, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't really want to talk about things like Milo Yiannopoulos. Because,
we're talking about some really unstable people. Yiannopoulos now claims he's no longer. Yiannopoulos now says he's no longer gay. And in a recent picture of him, which was obviously staged with Fuentes and West, he's reading the Bible and he's claiming he's a born again Catholic.
Well, I'm just so broken up by that. But I'll tell you what, a couple of years ago, he looked pretty good on the Alex Jones show dressed as Lady Diana. I thought it was pretty good, but okay.
You know, here's the thing. Donald Trump is... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so today, by accident, I get on the Alex Jones show. He's got 25-plus million viewers, and what do you got? Yay is on the show in a hood, black hood, and everybody's dialing in. Nick Fuentes is there. Yay is there. And Alexander, and of course Alex, and the kid Schroyer, you see. And now the people are watching, see, because, yay, like I predicted a couple of weeks ago, this is going to snowball. And sure enough, now Yay is in the perfect position to deliver all those black votes to Donald. See?
Okay. Well, now, all right. Now, you've made that case eloquently. I'm James. I love you. I'm going to, in the most manly way. I'm going to disagree with you.
Sure.
I'm going to disagree on all three personalities: West, Yiannopoulos, and Fuentes. I think all three of them are crackpots, and and I think that their purposes in inviting, you don't invite yourself to dinner. Donald Trump did not invite them over. He got a call from West, who said, "Can I come over to your place?" He had never been to Mar-a-Lago before. He's not an insider with Donald Trump. Had never been there, and he showed up in blue jeans at Mar-a-Lago. Right. He was embarrassed himself. He was there to hurt Trump. And he brought photographers with him. He brought Yiannopoulos and Fuentes, they were not part of the, he didn't say, "Hey, I want to bring Fuentes and Yiannopoulos." No. West is an idiot. He's an idiot. He doesn't bring any big black vote. He doesn't. I don't care how many hundreds of millions of dollars he's made singing bad rap songs. Trump got punked. He got set up by these people, and this will always happen to Trump. It's happened to him for years, and this is what happens to somebody who's great: is that they become the target of midgets, like these three. And Yiannopoulos said he announced a couple years ago, "I'm going to get my revenge on Donald Trump," because Donald Trump, Donald Trump, rejected Yiannopoulos's, his advances.
Well, he rejected Laura Loomer, too.
Well, hang on. I want to talk about these three.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. And then Fuentes is a crackpot. So on the Jones show today, one of our listeners called me and said that West was going on about his admiration for Adolf Hitler. So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
No, here we go. Let's create as much of a toxic situation. Let's tie Donald Trump, who doesn't have anything to do with admiration for Hitler. He doesn't have anything to do with racism. He has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Calling Donald Trump an anti-Semite is it's infinitely absurd. To anybody who knows his life, his story, his family, Donald Trump has more Jewish grandchildren than, I don't know, maybe than your average Israeli prime minister. So and he's so admired in Israel that he has said made a good argument. He could, if he ran for prime minister of Israel, he could win. He's very admired in Israel. So, and got people like Nick Puentes actually hate Donald Trump for that very reason. So does Yiannopoulos. And now we could add, so does Kanye West. So we won't hear any more of these three guys. And they're not going to be stopping over at Mar-a-Lago again. Trump, he goes through, he has to, this is the pillory he goes through every day of his life now that he's saving our country. This is something that happens to Trump, is the setup. This is what January 6th was. Donald Trump was giving, he gave the most beautiful speech. I remember I covered it live on this show. We were covering the event of, I think we were live, and Trump was speaking. It was brilliant. Either I was playing the recording or we were live. I think we were live. He was absolutely brilliant and a wonderful rally. And we were all having the fun that all those hundreds of thousands, maybe a million patriots were having. Meanwhile, what's happening? No good deed goes unpunished. Donald Trump gets the biggest crowd ever to Washington, D.C. on almost no notice, like 2 weeks' notice. And it's cold. It's miserable. And they're all there having the time of their lives and the most patriotic moment. But what's happening? What's happening? What are the evil forces doing? The little people, the midgets, they're setting him up. That's what January 6th was. The FBI, and I love this question. There was a congressman from Louisiana, a new congressman from Louisiana, from Cajun country. I'll remember his name in a second. But this gutsy patriot congressman from Louisiana, Lake Charles area, the coast there of Louisiana, he got Christopher Wray, and he said, how many? This was such a beautiful question, folks. I hope you heard it. He said, how many did you have FBI agents dressed up as Donald Trump supporters on January 6th in the Capitol before the doors were opened? What a question. What a prosecutorial question. And Christopher Wray, you could see he was soiling his diaper in his chair right there. Let me ask it again, folks, because this is it. And I'll tell you what, he nailed Christopher Wray, and he needs to be asked again and again until he answers this question. FBI Director Wray, did you, the FBI, have FBI assets inside the Capitol dressed as Donald Trump supporters before the doors were opened? Now, the answer, I'll tell you what the answer to that question is. The answer is yes. Yes, Christopher Wray did. Now, when the American public learns that there were FBI people dressed up as Trump supporters, as MAGA supporters, wearing Make America Great Again hats inside the Capitol before everything started, that's it. Put a fork in it. That proves the point. Trump was being set up. The FBI was attempting to stage a coup d'etat against Donald Trump to finish him off. And that's what January 6th is all about. So this will happen again and again and again. Everything he does, every phone call he makes, every business he runs, the list is so great. And there are thousands of these creeps high from coast to coast in the Democrat Party, in the Republican Party, in the media, in academia. And they are obsessively full-time trying to find, fabricate, create ways to destroy Donald Trump. And now let me get to a point I was making a moment ago. This is not true of anyone else. Now, this is an important fact, folks. It's one of the reasons Kelso is saying it's Trump. It's Trump, folks. It's not somebody else. And this is the guy leading our team, not somebody else. And there is no one else. Think of it. Try to think of somebody, like think of some of our heroes, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, this congressman from Louisiana. I'll think of his name in a moment. He's a new name for me. These are heroes. But have any of them, do they put their head on their MyPillow, Mike Lindell pillow at night, every night, and have to worry about what Donald Trump has to worry about? It's amazing the man even is able to sleep. No, there's no one else. And we'll pick Ron DeSantis. Does Ron DeSantis have to worry about any of this? No, not at all. Does Ron DeSantis need, I would say for Donald Trump to be safe anywhere he goes, he would probably need at least 100 security men and women, at least 100, anywhere he goes. He doesn't have 100 security people with him. He probably has 20. That's one-fifth of what he needs. How many does Ron DeSantis or anybody else, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, how many security people do they need to be comfortable and safe? Two? One? You know, Donald Trump is the target. Now, there's a reason he's the target, folks. It's because they know, our enemies know, the monsters who are attempting to destroy our lives, our country, our children, our future, destroy the earth, destroy our whole world. These monsters know that Trump is what stands between them and their destruction of our world. And so that's why I love this guy, Vince Coiner, who was not originally a Trump guy at all. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool, from the moment I heard him, Trump guy. But even this Vince Coiner explains it very well. Donald Trump is the guy who, is there a country song or a popular song? You know, you go home with the one that brung you. Donald Trump brung us to the dance, folks. And that's not even a good metaphor. He's the guy who has taken the arrows, who has walked through the fire, and we have to walk through the fire with him. Otherwise, we're abandoning. There's not somebody else. Nobody else has endured all this. And anybody who's out there thinking, this is why I think it was right to call Ron DeSantis Ron DeSanctimonious. Brilliant, brilliant coinage by Donald Trump. He's let it go. He doesn't need to rub it in. But DeSantis is sanctimonious. I mean, you get the feeling listening to him. He thinks he's hot stuff. And he thinks, I mean, folks, it's kind of an ipso facto thing. If you're running right now, if you're somebody running for the Republican nomination in 2024, you are saying ipso facto, you're saying I'm better than Trump. I'm a better candidate. I can do a better job than Donald Trump. That's what you're saying by the fact of running. So how can Ron DeSantis, who was a nobody congressman before Donald Trump's endorsement boosted him into the governorship, just barely running in Florida against a criminal. He was running against a criminal and he barely beat him. Trump did that. And how can DeSantis, not having done anything of what Trump has done, how can he, you know, say, I'm going to do a better job. I'm better than you. What DeSantis
That's because
do,
other kingmakers have picked him up.
Correct.
Unbeknownst
correct.
To us.
Like John Bolton. John Bolton are out there.
And I'm talking about big money guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and
they bought DeSantis.
Right. Billionaires have picked DeSantis. And, you know, power is, you know, pretty tempting. And so DeSantis has, partaken of the cup. And he it's gone to his head. And what he needs to do is what you and I, is what you do every time you're on the show, James, and what I do, and what Vince Coiner just did, which is give a huzzah to our commander. Give a huzzah to the man who has led us through all these combats, who has come out victorious, who has proven himself. DeSantis hasn't proven himself in anything. You know, he won the governorship, and then he did a few, you know, he's the governor of a state that's way ahead of the game, and that's just a gift given to him. And, you know, beautiful place, sunshine, you know, you name it. Everybody wants to go there. So, you know, does DeSantis get credit for that? I don't think so. And, you know, he has practical measures like, you know, let's end the COVID restrictions. Let's get the liberals out of our schools and so on. This is run of the mill. Conservative right-wing stuff. And so nothing. DeSantis hasn't been through any of the battles. So,
well, you know what anyway. LBJ used to say?
What?
He used to say, we want all the loose cannons inside the tent urinating outside.
Okay.
You know what
all
I mean?
Right, that's a colorful. So I'll have to think about that one.
To take power, he's got to be serious about getting a coalition, because look at what happened in the midterms a couple of days ago. All of his campaigning, what did it do? A trickle.
No.
See what
okay,
I mean?
No. James, I'm having running a fever or something, because I'm going to disagree with you again. I may have to go take my temperature after the show. But no, it wasn't.
You're running a fever, or I am.
Yeah, but no, was it a trickle? No. Now, I remember, of course, on this show, I was talking about the red tsunami that was coming, et cetera.
Yeah.
But what happened? Trump's influence on the midterms was immense. And in fact, the House was won only because of Trump. And the cheating was monumental, but the accomplishments were great. The Senate was almost won. And I think the Republicans will finish the job in 24 because the numbers line up well for 24. There are more Democrats running for Senate than Republicans this time. I think there were twice as many Republicans running as Democrats. That is, they were exposed. And those are bad odds to be trying to improve your numbers in the Senate. Anyway, this was a very much a success, and Trump has got the team he needs. Oh, here's the point I wanted to make for you. I lost my train of thought here, James. And that is this: the endorsements that Trump is getting, none of the big figures on the right, none of them, have wavered from endorsing Trump. All of the big names of the Freedom Caucus in the House, all of them have publicly proclaimed their fealty to their leader, Donald Trump. All of these people that are running around like John Bolton and Ben Sasse and, you know, probably some libertarian somewhere who are endorsing people like Ron DeSantis, these are not the major figures. Donald Trump is not losing any key endorsements. And he's bagging all of the important ones. So this is going well for Donald Trump. Remember, this is something you and I will be exposed to. The left is going to pummel us, James, with misdirection and subtle efforts to undermine our faith in our General Patton. So that we will doubt General Patton. We will, you know, they did this to General Patton. You know, they made a whole big thing out of General Patton slapped a cowardly soldier in a hospital tent. He slapped the guy, you know, basically saying, hey, soldier, snap out of it, you crybaby. You know, men are getting blown up and, you know, you're alive and you're going to cry about the combat. And they destroyed General Patton with that. And then they, of course, then they assassinated General Patton. But that's what they were trying to do. Destroy all the newspapers, the New York Times and all the papers. They had these stories. General Patton, you know, abused a soldier. He's a, you know, he's a bad man. And that's what they're doing to Donald Trump. They knew. They feared General Patton. They fear Donald Trump. They fear the great patriotic American hero. They feared Charles Lindbergh. They did the same thing with Charles Lindbergh. They painted him as an anti-Semite. He wasn't an anti-Semite. They painted him as a racist. He wasn't a racist. And they tried to destroy, and in some significant measure did destroy Charles Lindbergh. This is the great ones get. They get this attention. So it's happening again. But here's the beautiful news, James. Donald Trump he's got all of his coiners' argument made it clear. Donald Trump 2.0 is even sharper, even more focused than he was in the first round. And he's got the experience now. He's found out who the rats are, and who wrote that song, "We Won't Get Fooled Again"? Was that the Who? "We Won't Get Fooled Again." Yeah, Donald Trump is not going to get fooled again. Even though he did just get fooled by Kanye West. Yes, he did, but only for a few hours. It took him, I think, within that meeting with Kanye West, I think we'll find out later that in that dinner, Donald Trump probably read the riot act to Kanye West and basically unloaded him as a so-called friend. He realized this dirt ball is setting me up, bringing a photographer, bringing Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes into my living room, into my dining room. You know, what perfidy, what nastiness. So there will be many, many attempts to set Donald Trump up, you know, in the months and years ahead. But I like what our writer, Vince, was it Coiner, what he said about Trump. And James, I swear I'm not going to disagree with you on a third thing. You and I can't disagree on things. And you know, this apparently, I think there's a black tie dinner going on right now in Mar-a-Lago. And this is a beautiful thing that we have with Donald Trump. He has things like Mar-a-Lago. He has a podium on which, how many people have a Mar-a-Lago where they can take 500 guests and hand out gold, you know, emblazoned plates and crystal, and walk over marble floors and hold an event? That truly, he has a home at Mar-a-Lago that is in some ways maybe more elegant than the White House itself. This is a wonderful base. We are all so blessed, so lucky that this man came down that escalator. I'm trying to think, what other person could have done what he's done? No one. And that is more true now than it was in 2015 when he and Melania came down the Trump Tower escalator. And I'll tell you what, James, you and I, the escalator just grabbed us, and we're being escalated off the stage here. Thank you, brother, for calling in. Okay. And I'll tell you what, tomorrow night, folks, Friday night, we'll give you the next 24 hours of Trump. We didn't even begin to cover what he wrote today. See you tomorrow night, folks.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.